I want to welcome all of you to the Health Connector and MassHealth end of year tax filing process assistor call today, and thank you for joining us. Our presenters today are Nikki Conti from the Massachusetts Health Connector, Tara Kiev from MassHealth, and Gina Alou from Cambridge Economic Opportunity Committee. With that, I would like to turn it over to Nikki Conti.
Thank you, Deb. And hi, everyone. Thank you for joining our call today. So, as you know, the topic for today's call is the end of year tax filing process for both the Health Connector and MassHealth. And I think Deb mentioned earlier that you can download this information depending on who you are. Certified assistors can get this information from the Learning Management System. The detailed outline and course materials resources are located in course 05A. All others, you can download this information from the MTF website. So on today's call, we're intending to answer the following questions. We want to be sure that we describe, you know, what the end of year tax filing process is, why it's happening, explain what tax forms members are going to get from both the Health Connector and MassHealth, also talk about what people need to do with the forms, remind you when they'll be mailed, and just give a little bit of insight on where members can find help with tax preparation. We aren't going to go through the slides one by one, but just for those who are following along, we will give you some reference points so you know what, you know, generally what slides we're on. So with that, I just want to give you a little bit of a summary of slides 3 to 6. Most importantly on those slides is really just a reminder that in Massachusetts, we still have the requirement that all residents need to have health insurance. So for those of you who have been with us for some time, you know that in 2007, Chapter 58 established the requirement for adults to have health insurance if it's affordable to them and meets minimum creditable coverage standards. And then the ACA requires individuals to have health insurance that meets minimum standard called minimum essential coverage. And then later, in 2017, there was a tax law that was signed by the president that set the penalty for the federal individual mandate to $0 beginning in 2019. So for certified assistors, for all Massachusetts residents, we really just wanted to kind of lay out in practical terms what the repeal of the federal individual mandate really means. So for tax year 2018, consumers are still required to provide proof of their enrollment and health insurance coverage on both their state and federal tax returns, or they need to pay a penalty. And then for tax year 2019, consumers are only going to be penalized for not having health insurance coverage on their state return. Moving on, we wanted to just remind everyone a little bit about how taxes and health insurance overlap. We know that certain individuals can receive federal premium tax credits to reduce their health insurance premiums. And just want to remind everybody that households that get those advanced premium tax credits during the year will need to reconcile what they received based on their projected income against what their actual income was when they do their federal income taxes. If someone does not reconcile advanced premium tax credits that they got, that individual may be ineligible to get APTCs in future years until those APTCs are reconciled. And also, households that did not receive premium tax credits in advance can still claim a premium tax credit when they file their taxes, even if they didn't request financial assistance when they applied. So that's really important to know. Going on to slides 8 through 11, I just want to talk a little bit about what forms members are going to get from the Health Connector and MassHealth, and really just talk a little bit about state coverage reporting versus federal coverage reporting. So for state coverage reporting, plan sponsors, usually employers, must send enrollees their evidence of each month during the year that they were enrolled in a plan that meets MCC for at least 15 days. So that report is known as a 1099-HC. It's often sent by the health plan rather than the employer, and I think many of you are quite familiar with that form. So for the individuals that you serve, just want to point out that if someone's enrolled in a qualified health plan in 2018, including Connector Care, they're going to get the form 1099-HC from their health plan. For those who are enrolled in certain MassHealth programs in 2018, they're going to get the 1099-HC from MassHealth. From a federal coverage reporting perspective,
Any entity that provides coverage must send enrollees evidence of each month during the year that they were enrolled in MEC for at least one day, and that report is known as a Form 1095. So the Health Connector is going to send a Form 1095A to non-group enrollees, while MassHealth, carriers, and others are going to send a Form 1095B. So just a quick little comparison of the 1095 versus the 1099HC. So on the Form 1095B and C, it's going to show the month the individual met the federal rules for MEC. Someone may need that to complete their federal tax return. And if anyone has questions about their 1095, how they should complete their federal tax return with the 1095, those questions should be directed to the IRS. And in the full presentation, we give you the phone number for the call center, as well as a link to the relevant information. Now, on the 1099-HC form, that's going to show that individuals met the Massachusetts rules for coverage. So, again, this is going to be needed to complete a state income tax return. And if consumers have questions about whether or not they need to file a Mass state tax return or how to complete the tax return with the 1099-HC, those questions should be directed to DOR, and the web address is, again, included in the presentation. Now, Kyra, would you like to just talk a little bit about the 1095B?
Thanks, Nikki. So if you're working with any of the MassHealth members and you've got questions or they have questions about why they received the 1095B from MassHealth, or if they need a duplicate notice, that MassHealth member should contact MassHealth customer service at the following phone number. That's 1-866-682-6745. And as you'll notice, this is different from our call center number. This number is specifically to request for these phones, and if you or that member have any questions related to the 1095B form. So back to you, Nikki.
Yeah, thanks, Kara. And folks, we just wanted to point you to slides 12 and 13. We think, you know, in terms of like reference charts, we think those would be good to print out just to remind you about the, you know, the various forms, who sends them, who should receive which type of form. And again, just on the 1095A, just that the Health Connector is going to send the 1095A to non-group members who are enrolled in a Health Connector plan for at least 1 month of this past year. The form has important information about the months each member had health insurance coverage through the Health Connector, including the cost of monthly premium and any tax credits they received during the year. And as we've said, the Form 1095A is used by the member or the tax preparer when they file their federal tax return. If you're looking at the slides, slide 15 is going to show you a sample Form 1095A. And from a practical perspective, we just wanted to remind you that we're going to continue, the Health Connector is going to continue to mail the Form 1095 to its members, but also members can download that 1095A from the Health Connector Payment Center from our notices section. That will be available in a PDF format. In terms of accessing those forms, just a reminder that permissions for the Payment Center website do vary by a sister type. So if you are a navigator, you can view notices in forms. Certified application counselors cannot on their own. Just keep in mind, though, if a member has an Optum ID, they can log in on their own or with your help and view and print documents from their account. In terms of requesting a duplicate or a corrected form, again, members can either go online to the Payment Center to download that duplicate form, print their copy, or if they need to, they can call our Health Connector Customer Service Center to request that duplicate to be sent to them. If a member thinks that they need to correct their form, they could call the Health Connector Customer Service Center, ask a representative for a corrected form, and they'll do research to see if a mistake was actually made.
And just a quick note here, if MassHealth members do need corrections or that duplicate request, they should call the MassHealth Customer Service Center at that particular phone number. So now moving on to some MassHealth information. who will get which forms of those that are covered under MassHealth. As you'll see on slide 19, depending on the coverage type, they may get both the 1095-B and the 1095-HC. Now, that's dependent on their income. Just a quick note here is for members in family assistance, those specifically getting direct coverage, they will be getting both the 1095-B from MassHealth and the 1099-HC, depending on their income. And also, as you'll notice, for MassHealth limited members and HSN members, they will not be getting those forms as these are not coverage and these do not meet MEC nor MCC coverage. So moving on, as mentioned earlier, the 1095-B form will show the months the individual met the federal rules for MEC, and members may need it to complete their federal tax return. MassHealth will send the 1095-B to individual members around January unless an extension has been granted who were covered by MassHealth for at least part of 1 month in 2018, even if it was only 1 day of the month. By law, MassHealth and Health Connector will send the individual members 1095 information to the IRS. Looking at the form itself, what can members expect to see on their forms? And that's on slide 21. So part one will be completed with that member's information. Part two is going to be populated with EOHHS's information. Part four of the form, 1095-B, a box with a check mark will indicate each month or part of a month that the individual had MassHealth coverage in 2018. The individual member will need this information if they have to complete a federal income tax return. A quick note here, each covered individual, not the household, will receive a separate form 1095-B from MassHealth. Moving to the next slide, which is slide 23, here is a sample notice of what members will be getting from MassHealth. If you do need additional information or want to learn about these documents, MassHealth did publish an eligibility operations memo. That's the 19-02, and the web address for where those documents are located is on this slide. So handing it back to you, Nikki.
Thanks, Kara. So moving on, we just want to talk about what members should do with these forms. So in terms of advanced premium tax credits, so anyone who got those during the year, including Connector Care members, they're going to need to complete a form 8962 when they file their taxes to see if they got the right amount of subsidy based on their final income for the year. So people may get more money back or may have to repay some money. As a reminder, I know we keep saying this, but just want to be sure we put this into your memory. If someone fails to complete that form 8962, it might result in being ineligible for advanced premium tax credits in the future. So if someone did not receive APTCs during the year, they could complete a form 8962 when they file their taxes to see if they can get premium tax credits based on their final income for the year. So that's also good to know. Moving on, just wanted to kind of point out a couple of things for this year, or just some of it is similar to past years, some of it is new. So in terms of complying with the federal individual mandate, if members had coverage for the full year, they can check a box for full year coverage on their federal income tax return. If they didn't have coverage for the full year, they're going to use the Form 1095 to complete Form 8965 with their tax return. So this is a different form. And Form 8965 is going to allow them to report the month of coverage as well as claim exemptions from the penalty. So new for tax year 2018, individuals can claim a hardship exemption on their tax return. So I'm not going to go much deeper here, but rather give Tina an opportunity at the end to talk a little bit more about this. For your reference, though, on slide 27, we provide the links to CMS as well as the IRS websites, as some exemptions are granted by either CMS and some by IRS. When you think about complying with the state individual mandate, if members had coverage for the full year, they're going to check a box for full year coverage on their state income tax return. If they did not have coverage for the full year, they should use Form 1099-HC that they got to complete a Schedule HC with their tax return. And the Schedule HC is going to let them report the months of coverage as well as claim exemptions from the penalty. And if a member needs to apply for an exemption from the state mandate, they can indicate that they want to appeal when they file their taxes. So the DOR is going to send them a letter asking them for more proof of their hardship, which the Health Connector will review, and no penalty gets assessed until the Health Connector has made a decision. Moving along to slides 29 through 31, we just wanted to talk a little bit about members with overlapping Health Connector and Mass Health coverage. So there will be some members who get both a Form 1095A from the Health Connector and a Form 1095B from MassHealth that shows overlapping coverage for certain months. So as you know, the Health Connector plans and Connector Care plans are for individuals who don't have access to other type of insurance. In most cases, the online application prevents someone from being determined eligible for coverage if they already are eligible for another coverage type. So generally, if a member takes tax credits, even though they have other coverage, they're going to need to repay the tax credits for that month when they file their income tax returns, and that's subject to certain caps.
However, there are certain situations when a member would not be considered ineligible for tax credits, even though they received two 1095B forms showing overlapping coverage for a given month. As an example, people who transitioned between MassHealth and the Health Connector programs, or those who receive retroactive MassHealth eligibility. In general, if a member believes that their overlapping coverage was valid, it is proper to only report Health Connector coverage for that month when they file their taxes. They don't need a corrected form from MassHealth, even if they do not report the MassHealth coverage on their taxes. MassHealth, though, has a responsibility to tell members if they had coverage for at least one day in a month according to our records, but it's the member's responsibility to determine if the coverage means they must repay tax credits.
The regulations from the IRS say if tax credits aren't ended for the month following a redetermination into Medicaid, that person is treated as not being enrolled in MEC until the first day of the second month following the eligibility change and doesn't have to pay back the advance premium tax credits for the first month. So as an example, if we have a consumer, we'll call her Wendy, and she was enrolled in a Health Connector QHP and getting advance premium tax credits. Then later on, Wendy became eligible and approved for MassHealth, and we'll just use July 16th as the date that she was eligible and approved, and had a start date of June 3rd. Now, Wendy might not receive her approval notice until July 24th, but Wendy would not be penalized or have to pay or have to repay any tax credits claimed before September 1. Essentially, August would not count. So with that, we just want to move on to the chart on slide 33. We've got several dates there which are important, which we just want you folks to be aware of. In terms of Health Connector mailing out forms, we're intending to have all of those out by end of January. And then, Kyra, for MassHealth, you folks are on a similar schedule, right?
Yeah. For MassHealth members, they will be receiving their forms within this month.
Okay, great. And then the date we wanted you to notice, the April 17th tax filing deadline. Again, we in Massachusetts aren't going to have the April 15th tax filing deadline. So it's both a combination of the Massachusetts Patriots Day holiday
as well as Washington, D.C.'s Emancipation Day holiday that's causing the tax filing, a federal and state tax filing deadline to move. So April 17th for Massachusetts residents. Going on to Health Connector Communications, just want to show you that on slide 34, we've got plenty of or different sets of communications going out to members. If you want to look at any of this content, we've posted a PDF of all the Health Connector sample communications. Again, you can access this from the MTF website. Certified Assisters, we encourage you to access these resources from the Learning Management System. But want to point out the What to Expect mailer with the important messages about asking people not to do their taxes until they've received all of their information. Also note that the sample, you see an image of the sample envelope. Just want to point out that it will be turquoise again. In addition, we've included sample cover letters along with the FAQs for you to become familiar with. And lastly, not displayed in the slides, but just something, another thing, set of resources we provided you, are sample letters to tax preparers, and those are available in English and Spanish. And essentially, we've found that these are good tools to give Connector Care members when you're working with them, that they help explain to the tax preparer that this person who's this Connector Care member is in fact required to file and reconcile their advanced premium tax credits. So I'll let Tina speak to that a little bit more when we pass the baton to her. Going on to a few more slides, just wanted to remind everybody that people are able to find help with tax preparation in their community. So there are a couple of programs we just wanted to highlight. The first program is the VITA program, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And this program offers free tax help to people who generally make around $55,000 or less, people with disabilities, elderly, and those with limited English, who are limited English speaking. In addition, there is a group called Tax Counseling for the Elderly, and they offer free tax help particularly for those who are over 60, and they specialize in questions about pensions and retirement-related issues that are unique to seniors. In terms of finding VITA or VITA site or a TCE site near you, in the presentation you've got a link as well as an 800 number that you can call. And again, Tina will be chatting about that a little bit more. More links are available to you. And on the final slide, just wanted to summarize really what we wanted you folks to take away. Just again, for both Massachusetts and the federal government, we do have that requirement for individuals to have health insurance for 2018 if it is affordable. And we know that this change in particular since the new tax law was signed, this might be confusing to consumers, so you may be getting those types of questions. Really wanted to drive home the implications for receiving the advanced premium tax credit in that people do, in fact, need to file their taxes and reconcile those advanced premium tax credits, even if they aren't typically doing that, particularly for lower-income folks who maybe never filed taaxes before, trying to explain to them how Connector Care is structured with both state and federal subsidies and that responsibility to file those taxes so they can continue their coverage. Also important to note here, and Tina will talk a little bit about this as well, but if someone is married, explaining to folks that married couples must file their taxes jointly to get advanced premium tax credits because their tax filing status impacts their ability to receive tax credits. Something that you folks I know do all the time, but just reminding people to keep the state informed about any changes, circumstance they have. So a change in income, a job loss or a job change, marriage, pregnancy, any updating their application with that information really does help minimize unintended tax liability. So really just reminding people how important that is, as well as keeping any forms that they get from MassHealth or the Health Connector. and asking them to save their eligibility and enrollment notices that they've gotten from MassHealth and the Health Connector. And that's going to help them determine when their coverage was effective, you know, and they might need those if the IRS or the tax preparer has questions about their coverage. So with that, I know we've said quite a bit, but we'll hand this over to Tina to talk a little bit about tax filing process and responsibilities from her perspective. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Nikki. The reason that Nikki invited me to be on the call is that our agency is both a navigator agency but also a VITA site. And so we have the perspective of seeing the issue of reconciling the advance premium tax credit from both sides. And so hopefully some of the things that we've learned may be helpful for you all. Just some general guidelines from your perspective, because we don't expect any navigator or CAC to be tax experts. And so for us, we have one hat on or the other hat on. But there are things that we do as navigators of reminding people, getting them ready for the tax season, that all of the assisters could help with. And Nikki has covered some of those. One of them is that for people who receive connector coverage is the issue around the fact that that tax form comes in a turquoise envelope. It seems like a small thing, but as a tax site, when people come in and they say, oh, no, you know, we never received it, if we're able to say, you know, it was a bright turquoise envelope, and sometimes they don't remember, but they go home and there it is, and they're able to find it quickly. The other thing is that what we find is that people get so many different envelopes, and we all know that when somebody applies for coverage, they may get three or four letters and start to assume that everything is the same and they could be different. So we always tell people anything that you get that says important tax information, just put it in an envelope, and when you go to prepare your taxes, bring everything with you. If it's a duplicate, it's a duplicate, but it's better to have that, not just take the first one and assume that that's all that they need, because they will need the form for the state and for the federal, and they can be very confusing. They may get one from their employer and one from MassHealth, and so they want to make sure they bring everything with them when they go. If you're a navigator on the call and you're working with the consumer and you happen to be talking with them about something, and you can always, if you don't have an NDF on file already, you can have someone sign that. You can go in to the payment center, payment portal, and help them to retrieve their 1095A. Or sometimes you can walk people through it over the phone if somebody calls you and says, I didn't get it. And I know that that's been a huge benefit for the people coming to us at the tax site. As you know, being navigators, being able to help them get that form just makes them processing their taxes much easier. If someone is a CAC, you don't have access to the payment portal, but you can remind people that if they log into their account, then the tax form is available there. Because we do both, we also, even when we're acting as a VITA site, when we log into somebody's account in the payment portal, spend a little bit of time doing some education, because the portal is so helpful to people, and sometimes they don't know all of the things that it can do. And so we always spend time. If you're helping somebody and they do log in while they're in your office, just, point out to them all the different pieces of information from their invoices and bills and auto payment, all of the things that they can access there so that they can use it later when they're not in the office with you. The letter, one of the things that we see, or we have often assisters refer people to us because they have gone to a paid tax preparer who is not familiar with the need to reconcile the APTC. And if the person makes very little money and they don't need to file taxes on their own, if they didn't have an APTC, they wouldn't need to file taxes unless they were trying to get a refund or an earned income tax credit. But even if somebody's income is very low, below the tax filing threshold, they still need to reconcile their taxes. And so the letter that we can get through the connector, through the LMS, to be able to tell people, take it with them, and we can see that ahead of time. You know, if we're helping somebody, especially we think about it, if we're expecting them to get MassHealth and for some reason they don't, let's say they get a connector care plan without a premium, those are people for us that it's a red flag that they may not need to file taxes. And so we always say to them when we're helping them enroll as a navigator, you know, when you file your taxes, make sure that you do reconcile this, even though you're not used to doing. So that's a bit of a learning curve for a lot of people. And that letter is in English and Spanish, and they can just hand it to the tax preparer because often they're told, oh, no, you don't need to file, and they leave thinking that they've gotten the right advice, and they may not. Nikki had mentioned about the importance if somebody is married and that they need to file married filing jointly. There are two exceptions to that. One is if somebody is a survivor of domestic violence or if they have been abandoned by their spouse. In those cases, there's a place to indicate on the 9862 that either of those situations are in effect. And at least in the software we use, there's just a box to check on it, and it makes them eligible for the tax credit. The one thing with that is that somebody can only claim that for 3 years. After that, they're not eligible for the tax credit. And Nikki mentioned this, but it used to be that there were fewer exemptions from having coverage that someone could claim on their tax return, that they would either have to go through healthcare.gov to do that and have to do it really ahead of time or delay filing their return. But they've increased the hardship one is one that that is new this year. And so there are things that they can do at tax time, and their tax preparer should be able to help them with that. And that would either reduce penalties or eliminate a penalty that someone might have. And I have the last two things is that sometimes people have really complicated situations that a VITA site or a regular tax preparer might not be able to unravel around their coverage. And there are places called low-income tax clinics throughout the state of Massachusetts, and they've been extremely helpful. We've referred people there. We've reached out to them for guidance. And so it's something that if somebody was really had a confusing situation and they reached back out to you, they're listed on the IRS website, and you can even call them yourself and get an answer to a question if it's a complicated and be able to share that with the member. Again, it's not meaning that you're becoming a tax advisor because we don't want to do that at all. But if you're sharing information that the professionals are giving you, you know, that's something that is okay. And the last thing that I thought about that I didn't mention on the last call is that if somebody is filing taxes on their own, they may not reconcile their APTC. And if that's the case, then they're going to get a letter from the IRS, and that letter is going to say, our records indicate that you received a tax credit and you should have received a 1095A, and you need to reconcile that for us to process your return. They don't have to amend the return. They don't have to do a new return. It's a simple process for doing it, but it can be a little confusing. So if you happen to see somebody who receives that letter from the IRS, definitely send them to a VITA site so that they can get help in doing that, fax in that form, because they have a deadline by which to do it. And already it's going to delay their return. And so if they miss that deadline, then it delays it even more. So make sure that you could send them to a tax preparer, but certainly if it's somebody with a lower income, by sending them to the VITA site, they're not going to be charged to do this, and people are familiar with how to handle that situation. So that may be something else that you get a call about, that somebody is confused and they're reaching out to you because it has something to do with their health insurance coverage.
Well, that brings us to the end of our call today. Nikki, Kara, Tina, anybody want to add anything before we end?
This is Tina. I just, you know, a quick update around taxes is the guidance that we're still getting is that the tax filing season is going on, you know, as scheduled, that they are calling more individuals back, you know, from the IRS to work. And what we've been told is to advise people that their refunds will not be delayed. Individuals should be able to, you know, make appointments to do their taxes and prepare them and file them. That's what the guidance that we're getting.
Great. Thanks, Tina. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Nikki, Kara, and Tina, for the great information. Again, the information for assisters is on the LMS, and for the rest of the callers that don't have access to the LMS, it's on the MTF website. So thank you all, and have a great day.